For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, I was up in Hartford, Connecticut for a conference, The Illicit Drugs Burden and Policy, presented by the City of Hartford, hosted by Trinity College, and sponsored by Aetna Insurance Foundation. Eric Sterling, the president of the Criminal Justice Policy Foundation, CJPF.org, gave a speech, and some are calling it the best ever given for ending prohibition. Here's a portion of his speech.
The war on drugs says to America, blacks use drugs, blacks are criminals, blacks are dangerous. Poor people who want to go to college but have a drug conviction don't get a loan. You can have a rape conviction, you can get a federal student loan, they don't care about that. You can have a sexual assault, any kind of crime but drugs. Drugs, special category, you'll get a federal student loan. Now, according to the FBI last week, we have arrested 2 million juveniles for drug offenses in the last 10 years. And they're mostly, of course, remember, rich kids don't need college loans. Public housing, drug offense, you get you, not just you, but your grandma gets kicked out. The Supreme Court says that's okay in Rucker versus Oakland. That's okay. Food stamps. You're desperately poor. You need food stamps. If you have a felony conviction, you have a lifetime ban under federal law, under the 1996 Welfare Reform Act. A lifetime ban from getting food stamps for your hungry kid. This is, now, it's not a life, it's not a felony conviction for murder, rape, ripping on. It's a life sentence, it's a lifetime ban for a drug felony. Get the picture? So here's the thing. We have this prohibition. There's no question about it. We need a system of control. Control? We want the law involved. Law? That means legalization. Now, does that mean we sell crack cocaine here in the cafeteria next to the Coca-Cola? I don't think so. We have a genius for regulation. There is nothing in our lives that is not regulated and controlled. And they're regulated differently. The way in which the clothing we're wearing is regulated differently than the way the tablecloths are regulated. The way in which, that's the thing, is all the drugs don't have to be regulated one way. That's, of course, the current way. That's the stupid way. No, prohibition. It's all legal. So here's our challenge. Our challenge is, as we think about this problem, to recognize it is complex. It has been misclassified. And we desperately need to abandon, you'll pardon me, the bullshit that has dominated the way we've thought about this problem for too long. Because I used to write that bullshit for members of Congress, and I can't take it anymore.
Prohibition, it's on the run. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.